Stark, this is retailing on Henry Burson. That's B-U-R-S-O-N. B as in boy. B-U-R-S-O-N. Henry. H-E-N-R-Y. Henry Burson. Date of birth is 2/10/54. Date of visit is 9/17/24. Please make a copy for Tina Burson. I'm sorry, Tina Gaskin. T-I-N-A. Gaskin is G-A-S-K-I-N. Tina Gaskin, A-P-R-N. Next paragraph. Dear Tina, thank you for sending Henry Burson for a preliminary evaluation. Next, just present illness. This is a 70-year-old male who was recently sent for an EKG and was apparently read as having an abnormal EKG suggestive of chronic lung disease. The patient, however, denies any shortness of breath, denies cough or wheezing, denies chest pains or orthopnea, and has had no leg swelling. He has not lost any weight and has no fever, chills, or night sweats. The patient has had no recent chest x-ray, but he states he had an echocardiogram and the report is not immediately available, period. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included the history of hypertension, previous history of chronic kidney disease. He also has had an appendectomy in the past and cataract surgery of both eyes and has a history of glaucoma. He has no history of asthma or pneumonia or chronic lung disease. Next paragraph. Allergies to ibuprofen. Next paragraph. Habits the patient denies history of smoking. He drinks alcohol rarely, works in construction, and denies exposure to asbestos. He has that's it. Next paragraph, the family history, father died of heart disease, mother died of COPD, and both parents had diabetes and hypertension. Next paragraph. System review. The patient denies weight loss, fever, or fatigue. He has glaucoma, blurry vision, and had cataracts. He has no sore throat, nausea, nosebleeds. Denies chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains. He has no shortness of breath, wheezing, or cough. Denies hay fever. He has no urinary frequency, hematuria, or flank pains. And he has heartburn and rectal bleeding from hemorrhoids. No diarrhea. And the patient denies any calf muscle pains, palpitations, but has leg swelling on the left. No depression or anxiety. No easy bruising. He has joint pains and muscle stiffness. He has no seizures, headaches, or memory loss. And no skin rash. Next, med list. Lisinopril, 20 milligrams daily. And eye drops for glaucoma. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly African-American male who's alert, no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, clubbing, or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 120/70, pulses pulse is 62, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 212, saturation 98. HE and D are non-phthalic, pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, nasal mucus injected, neck supple, no bruising, thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. Lung fields are clear. Heart, the absence of regular asthma, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions, no edema, no cap tenderness. Reflex of the 1 plus, no gross motor defects, cranial nerve is ghostly intact. Rectal exam is deferred. Skin was dry and warm. Next, paragraph impression number 1. Hypertension, number 2, possible obstructive sleep apnea, number 3, rule out pulmonary hypertension, and next paragraph, plan the patient has been advised to go for a complete PFT with bronchodilator studies and get a CT of the chest with no contrast. He will also be sent for a 2D echocardiogram. Copy of his recent lab work was requested, and the patient will be sent for a polysomnogram. A cardiology evaluation is also pending, and we will see him and follow up in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Tina Gaskin, GASKINAPRN, Gil's Dr. Susan.